We'll flip around here to Braden Hanning. Jefferson Morgan taking on Javion Chambers out of Highlands. So this is a Whipple matchup.
Chambers, 43-4.
Yeah. Off the whistle here. There's a headlock by Chambers. Comes in on a single leg. Switches off to the double. Steps through. And Hanning tries to flip him all the way through. But good job by Chambers to stick right with him. And he's going to get the takedown to lead 3-0. Now he's going to throw the legs in. Ties up the right wrist of Hanning. Chambers, tough wrestler.
Were you at double A last week, you said?
Yeah.
This kid from Highlands, is he in the finals?
I feel like, yeah, he definitely was. And now you're going to think
well,
you look
that's
that up.
All right. You don't have
to. I can find it. You'd think I'd remember. that day was a bit of a whirlwind.
Yeah.
A week went by and now I've forgotten everything. But he's going to take that 3-0 lead in the second period.
Choice to Hanning. Or no, to...
They're going to...
Hanning's going to work from the bottom.
Yeah, so he's going to take down. Chambers will get on top.
Also coming up here next, we should have Clayton Ealy out of McGuffey at 114. Also, Alex Medlin at 114 should be coming up here. Tucker Main, 121, out of McGuffey.
Mm-hmm. Off the whistle. There's a tilt attempt here by Chambers, and Hanning does a good job keeping his hips back and stays out of it for now, but still has that cross wrist as Chambers, and now trying to come up through the crotch, try to tilt again. Got the leg laced and just has Hanning completely flattened out. Well, tries to tilt the other way, has the right wrist of Hanning. Minute to go in the second period. Chambers all over Hanning, just not letting him get up at all. Now we have a stall warning on Hanning. And he does get up to his base. Chambers still has wrist control. Hanning so far riding out this entire second period as the 3-0 lead. And now it looks like he wants to lock up a far side cradle. Yeah, Chambers was the Whipple champ last week. He actually major decision Simmons of Burgettstown in the finals. 10-0. Simmons, who Hanning came back to beat in that last round, right? That was one of the first matches we called tonight this morning. Off the whistle now, the restart. Hanning tries to get up to his feet and break wrist control. Does turn in, throws a whizzer in here. Chambers drops down on the leg and returns him down to the mat.
Talked to Troy Barnard over the week. He said this weight class is really, really strong. 107.
So now,
you got the WPL champion in the second round of consolations.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
that tell you?
I mean, that's right. He lost in the quarters. Where Chambers? Let's see. He was where did he lose? He lost to Wyatt out of Chestnut Ridge.
There's
it was
a
9-6.
Yeah, that's a name. It's a familiar name down in Chestnut Ridge area. Hanning's going to be reversed.
Yep, and so he gives up the two there up the top of the third period to trail 5-0. And now we got to stop things here. They call it stall warning. They never put the two-point reversal up there, did they?
No, it's 5-0.
It's 5-0, and then
there it is.
And there you go. And Chambers got warned for stalling because he never let go of the ankle once he got control.
Yeah, it's trapped underneath his leg there. And yep. I don't even know if he realized that it was too late.
He goes right again on that cross wrist now, the 2-on-1. tries to throw in the legs. Now looks like he'll maybe switch off and try a near side cradle.
Well, he's got something.
Yeah.
I can't tell if he's got locked or not.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
No, but he's got that wrist through the leg. Chambers is really all over Hanning this time, not giving him any room to breathe. 5-0 to score, 1:14 to go in the bout. Hanning tries to wing down, maybe try a roll attempt, now up to his feet. Now turns back in, tries to throw, but Chambers just tight, doesn't let those hips go and stays with that tight waist, so he's able to bring him back down to the mat under a minute remaining. And he's got him stretched out. I'm not sure. He's trying to tilt here on the near side. Hanning stays bellied out. Avoids the near fall for now. 30 seconds to go. Chambers gets back up to his knees.
This Chambers kid's a pretty good rider.
Yeah.
Because he's working at it. I mean, he really is. He's just working at it. And Braden just he just can't shake him.
Yep. And the few times he's gotten up to his feet, he's been really good at getting him back down on the mat. And he's going to hang on here and win. That's going to be 5-0. So Braden Hanning out of Jefferson Morgan will see his tournament come to an end.
Not bad for a freshman who came up 35-12. We'll finish 35-13 for the year. And there was a question if they were going to bring him up. They were going to leave him down on junior high. Yeah. But when you have a hole at 107, you don't have much of a choice, do you?
Yeah, I mistake. That wasn't Simmons. Hanning on that first bat. He didn't beat Simmons. Simmons didn't wrestle till this round. We already saw him here. Saw him win. I misspoke there. We had a best center wrestler, though, on mat one. That's Alex Medlin. He did win earlier this morning. He's taking on Aiden Replogle of Northern Bedford. And Replogle's in on a double leg, and he's going to finish it for the takedown to lead 3-0.
All right, bout number 241 underway as well.
Yep, Clayton Ealy.
Clayton Ealy and Tucker Smith, no score. Ealy. I'll keep an eye on that one.
All right, it's 104. Both these are 114 pounds.
114.
And I don't think Ealy wrestled it. I think he was one of those Highlanders that lost in the quarters last night.
Right. Tucker Smith, 29-10 out of Everett. Hanning, 37-11. Both wrestlers on their feet here in this opening period. No score.
Medlin trying to open out leg, side leg stand up, but spiral ride there by Replogle keeps him down. Now he does get up to his feet, trying to break wrist control, try to get a late escape here. 5 seconds to go. Turns into him, but they're going to scramble through the rest of the period.
First period comes to a close, no score. Ealy and Smith. Smith out of Everett High School, District 5. Ealy, District 7, WPL wrestler. Turns and faces. He might get one out of this.
Medlin shows down to start the second.
No, they hanging on that leg, still hanging on to the leg down there. Is Smith, they're right on the edge. Ealy had him up the, now Ealy will get free, and it's 1-0. Ealy leading out of McGuffey.
Medlin, quad now, he sits in through that. And the Plugle stays behind the arms, though, keeps him down on the mat.
Tucker Main, Mahalko coming up over here as well.
All right.
So we got three of the four Washington County wrestlers are on the mat. Tucker Main, 34-13. Brady Mahalko out of Meshannon Valley,
takedown.
34-12.
Ealy got a takedown there to lead 4-0 halfway through the second.
Main on a single leg on Mahalko to a double. Picks him up, doffs him right down to his side. See if Main can finish. Tucker Main trying to finish out of this.
Clayton Neely leading 4-0 halfway through the second period. Now there's an escape by Medlin. He trails 3-1 halfway through that second, and right back in on a single leg is Replogle.
Maine does not score. They go back to the center.
Ely scramble. If he can get this reverse half in, he's got some
back points. There
yeah,
he comes.
He's got Smith, Tucker Smith, in some trouble. Clayton Ely looking for the fall.
He gets it.
He does. Oh, and Medlin, he is danger of being turned here. Actually, I think he gave up the takedown. And they are holding three near fall, I think. He's in a low leg cradle from Replogle. And in danger of going to his back again. And that cradle is tight.
No score after one period between 121-pounder Tucker Maine and Brady Mahalko out of Meshannon.
Period comes to an end, but we're going to have more near fall to make it 9-1 in favor of Replogle over Alex Medlin, a best center. They'll start neutral on their feet in the third. Medlin in on a single leg. Head to the inside here. Try to switch off to a double, and he steps through. And not only got the takedown, he almost took Replogle right to his back. He's going to get the takedown, though. It's 9-4. Gives up the escape. 10-4 as they go out of bounds. 1:42 to go.
Maine came to his feet, almost got away. Now he turns to his, comes to his feet, turns into Mahalko. Mahalko hanging on to the leg. Maine out front. He's got to clear it. He's got to clear it. He's got to get back, get back, get back, get back. Maine trying to get back, now trying to turn around, and he will get the one-point escape. Now Maine quickly in there on that left leg.
And Medlin trying to go through a scramble here, but he's about to get, if he can, now he's still going to hold the leg. He almost gave up a takedown. He's still going to hold a single leg. He's down to 1:05 to go. Now he gets in a better position, head to the outside, tries to step and turn the corner, and Replogle tries to fight that off the crossface, and they're going to call, I don't know why you call stalemate. They were still in bounds. There was a lot of wrestling left, a lot of meat left on that bone.
Yeah, Tucker Maine is going to dump Mahalko, who go up 4-0. 50 seconds to go here, second period.
Low leg single shot by Medlin again, and he's in deep, but draping over and grabbing the ankles, Replogle, and Medlin trying to step to the outside. He trails by 6. Now he switches off to the double. He's going to need more than the takedown. He's going to have to get some near fall here if he can finish this too. And now he comes try to come through the back door. We got another stalemate. What was going
quick.
On?
He's pretty quick with that.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's fine if you do it the whole match.
Yeah, it's not like they were stuck in the same position. Yeah. There was fluid wrestling happening there. There's a single leg shot by Replogle, and he's in deep, trying to lock through the crotches. Medlin, 17 seconds. He's running out of time. He's trailing by 6, and it looks like that'll be it because Replogle's about to climb up and get another takedown. So that makes it 13-4, and that will do it. So Alex Medlin's tournament comes to an end for Beth Center.
3 left for the Bulldogs. Tucker Maine maintaining control. He's got a 4-0 lead. And we'll go to the third period, and the choice will be Mahalko. See what he decides to do. 4-0. He wants to go neutral. I didn't figure he was going to go down because really Maine kind of controlled him in that bottom position. So 4-0.
Carter Katus up on mat 4 right now, taking on Brady Kostick. First period, Katus gets taken down. And it is 3-1 just as the first period comes to an end. He did get an escape. So 3-1 in favor of Brady Kostick out of Richland, 133 pounds.
121 pounders, Tucker Maine, 4-0. Shot underneath by Mahalko on the right side. But Tucker's way back there. He's going to really have to. And now Tucker, as they break, he reaches down. He grabs the ankle. Now he moves up the thigh, and he's up over top, and he's going to get the takedown. So Tucker Maine goes, oh, I'm sorry, buddy. 7-0. Kicks some guy right in the back here. Sorry. 7-0.
Katus takes down to start the second period. Kostick on top has him flattened out.
Maine leading 7-0 for McGuffey. He's been pretty much in control of this thing after a scoreless opening period. 7-0.
Cadison Tanger being turned here with a wing, and now double arm bar here for Kostek. He's getting near fall. Carter Cadis in trouble. Minute 20 to go in the second period, and he's got the full 4 points near fall added up, and just a matter of whether he can readjust here to try to get the fall. Is Kostek trying to get his hips back over the top now, trying to get that far shoulder of Cadis down to the mat.
James Delaney, Jefferson Morgan stepping up here against Austin Carfley out of Bishop McCourt. Wow. Look at the size of this kid.
He's a big kid.
127 pounds. That's a 127-pounder. My gosh. Maine up 10-1. He's rolling. Quick takedown for Carfley. Carfley tilts James Delaney.
Still Cadis on his back. Kostek readjust now. He's got a half in there trying to pick up. There's the fall. So Carter Cadis of Burgettstown is eliminated.
James Delaney trailing 7-0. 10-1, Maine leading across the way. Maine is going to win. So he moves on out for McGuffey. Emmett Wolf will be up next for the Highlanders here indirectly. This car play is just tilting Delaney out of Jefferson Morgan left and right.
Yeah, 11-0 already after one.
That's a big 127. Look at this. Look at his shoulders and arms.
Yeah.
That is a big 127-pounder. Out of Bishop McCourt. Were they AAA last year?
No, they've been AA.
They've been double. Mm-hmm. It was Bethlehem Catholic and went up from double to triple. That's what it was. Okay. I knew someone flipped.
Yeah, they lost in the team tournament to Faith Christian.
Faith Christian. Yeah, these guys lost to Faith Christian.
Yeah.
Now good Faith Christian.
Yeah. I think they get more headlines because they've got the top, those couple top recruits that just committed between Forrest and Bassett. But Faith Christian from top to bottom is really, really good.
Yeah, they're tough. James is just, this kid's just a buzzsaw. I want to see the kid beat him.
That'll do it. That's the tech fall right there.
There it is. Tech fall. The time of the tech fall will be 127. Your winner, Carfley out of Bishop McCourt over Delaney. And the Rockets are down to one.
Mason Wright
Alec coming. Palco is all they got left.
Mason Wright coming up here. Before that happens, we're going to step aside. We'll be right back here to get you his match right after this on Greed Sports Internet and Washington WJPA Sports Network.
Nobody wants to be involved in an accident or breakdown on the road. But if it happens to you, call the local company that cares. McAdoo's Towing and Crane has been family-owned and operated since 1965. They offer 24-hour towing, recovery, and hauling service for all size vehicles. And with a 15-crane fleet, McAdoo's can handle those situations where you just need a lift. McAdoo's Towing and Crane, their business is picking up. Call 724-484-7300.
Back here, Mason Wright. Gonna scramble here, and he pops the head out, get the takedown. Good job there, 3-0. The lead, he's wrestling Jacob Stewart out of Burl. All WPIL matchup there at 133 pounds. Second round of Constellations, PIAA Southwest AA Regional Wrestling Championships. Rusty Pettit alongside Scott Moore, bringing you the action all day today. And our partners, Jason Tennant and Nate Rigotti, got us up through last night's action. And then they headed back to Western
PA. What did they do last night? They just had like two rounds. That's all they did.
Well, they did carry all this stuff
in. Oh, okay. Well, they did carry it in. Okay. Yeah. And they set up. Okay.
Yeah, it was nice of them.
Well, they have to come back and get it.
Yeah. Yeah. You might have just sent Jason that text. You can send him that text.
Yeah, I'll send him that text. Hey, by the way, we left that stuff up there.
Weren't we supposed to?
Mason Wright, takedown, 3-0 over Jacob Stewart. 133-pounder, Mason Wright. Also coming up here, 139, Washington, Javon Woods is coming up. Also, Emmett Wolf, Is Emmett out there?
No, I see him warming up over there.
Okay. Also, Drake's in the McClure's in the semis. He's on the next round. 3-0. Mason Wright. He's got the lead. 133 pounds over Jacob Stewart.
Yeah. What did I say? Those semis were 12:15 is the estimated start. They didn't take any break between first, second round consolations, so we'll see. We're slightly ahead of schedule.
Out of bounds they go. Stewart and Wright. Wright will bring him back to the center. We're in the second period, right out of Beth Center with the lead 3-0. So he got the lead on Stewart. He's got a half working. The opposite side bars up on the near. Now goes across the chest. Pulls him in tight. Now tries to tilt. Bring him down to the mat. No points. Mason Wright. Doesn't have the leg in, but he's got him tilted just a little bit. Not enough to warrant anything. Mason Wright out of Beth Center. Here at 133 pounds with a 3-0 advantage. Consolation round number two. Trying to work his way up to his base. Off his feet is Stewart. As they come back to the center, Mason Wright hanging right onto him. He's got 12 seconds to go here. Mason Wright out of Bethlehem Center. Now stalling called on Wright. They want to check the clock. They're saying something wrong with the clock. They should have more time or something. We got 9 seconds on there. It's 3-0. I guess they're just going to leave it alone. 3-0. And that's going to do it for the second period. So Mason Wright out of Beth Center, holding on to the lead, 3-0. We'll go to the third. If you win here, if my math is right, I think you just got to win one more. Somewhere. Somehow. Because remember, they're taking seven. So if you lose, you might have a consolation as well. Or what? Elimination match. Mason Wright from the bottom. Now, legs up on top. Stewart throws the legs in, looking for the reinforce up on top. He's got the legs in. Mason Wright. He's got to throw them both in there. Nope.
Yeah, if you make it to the fourth round of consolations and you lose, which is the next one.
You have elimination match for seven.
No, so it's the third round of consolation. It's a consolation of four. If you make it to the next one and you lose that, you would wrestle for a seventh.
Yeah, so you need two more wins.
Yeah, at some point.
Yeah. So we had it right. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe we got some right there. Oh. 1 point escape. No, nothing yet. Still 3-0. Oh, I think he broke away from that. I think you got to give him one here. Got to give Mason one here, I think. Oh, he's got the single leg. He's out of bounds. He's going to give him the one. That'll make it 4-0. 4-0 now in favor of Mason Wright. We're down under a minute. 54 seconds in counting. Mason Wright out of Beth Center. Underhooks in here from Stewart. Stewart has not put much offense, obviously, with the 4-0 score. We're down to 30 seconds. Now draped over top the back is Stewart. They're right on the edge in front of the media bench. And Mason's going to dump him. And Mason Wright is looking for the takedown, and he gets it.
I just realized Jason did have two copies of these, if you want it.
Well, not now after I wrote everything out.
I just see, I was down here. I just looked down. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, after I wrote everything out. What a pen that's broke.
Oh.
On the top block. Look at that.
Well.
Man, always late.
Yeah, I know.
Always a bridesmaid.
Day late, dollar short.
I know. Always a bridesmaid, never the bride. Final. And that might have been win number 100. The reason why I know for Mason Wright, there's a bunch of best center people holding up 100 signs.
And a lot of them have the name Wright on the back of their sweatshirt. So.
Yeah. I mean, that's a guess.
I think it's a pretty safe guess.
I think it's a pretty safe guess for Mason Wright.
Congrats to him.
Good for him. So Mason Wright will move on out, and he's one win away from advancing to the state tournament.
Yeah. They have a stoppage on the mat where I think Emmett Wolf is about to go. So take advantage of that. We'll be right back here on GreenSports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
The WVU Medicine Waynesburg Clinic is your neighbor in healthcare, offering the specialized care and lab services you and your family need most. Schedule an appointment with our experts in family medicine, internal medicine, pediatrics, women's health, dermatology, podiatry, endocrinology, urology, and more. We're conveniently located off Exit 14 of I-79. Visit wvumedicine.org/Waynesburg or call 855-WVU-CARE.
They're all changing their clothes down here from Best Center. They got these shirts made up. They have right on the back, and they got the 100 win thing on there. And they're all just they're not getting naked, but they're throwing on shirts.
They did. They went all out. All right, love it.
About 12 to 14 of them there. Good for them.
They got a banner.
Oh, they got a banner too.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. So, congrats to Mason Wright on his 100th victory. And
all right.
And Washington. Now we do have Emmett Wolf. And we had all kinds of stuff. We have Washington and McGuffey on. I'll take this one down on Matt 1. Just getting underway. That's Javon Woods and Lucas Barr. And then you've got over there, you've got Emmett Wolf just starting now on Matt 3.
Yep.
He's taking on Ace Foster of Phillipsburg Osceola. Lucas Barr lost a tough one yesterday in the quarterfinals. He's ahead in that one, lost late. Now he's got a front headlock on Woods, trying to get around behind him. Woods fighting him off so far.
3-0 in favor of Foster. Takedown quickly on Emmett Wolf out of McGuffey.
Barr tries to get in on the legs now. Reshot by Woods. Barr gets him in a front headlock. Barr looking for maybe a cement mixer here. Is that head and
Northampton? A little Northampton in ya.
Barr used that underhook to get a nice duck under to get around for a late takedown. It'll take a 3-0 lead into the second period.
1 point escape for Wolf, 3-1. 8 seconds to go, opening period. 133-pound weight class.
Wolf takes down, or sorry, Barr takes down to start the second period up to his feet, and Woods tries to return on the mat, can't so far. And there's a nice job with the hips turning in by Barr. And still no escape given. Now it's given. 4-0 lead, and he's got a front headlock, tries to get around, lock up a near side cradle. Lucas Barr has the cradle and is going to take Woods down and take him to his back. And he's going to have the very minimum, a very large lead of 11-0 here when this is all said and done. But he is still have that cradle. Trying to get the head in the side now, readjust, maybe look for the fall.
1 point escape again, 3-2 now. Or is it an escape? They got 3-2 on the count. Emma Wolf got an escape. 3-2 now. He's cut that lead down to 1.
So do reward the near fall. It's 11-0. Now Barr wants to lock up another cradle. And this could do it. He's going to get near fall again. And at the very least, we're looking at a technical fall. Lucas Barr, quick work here to advance. And he will win. Technical fall comes at about 2 minutes and 15 seconds. The Javon Woods Wash Highs tournament comes to an end. Lucas Barr advances the next round of consolations.
Caleb Patton, the only one left for the Little Prexies. 6-2 now, takedown for Foster. He's got the lead on Wolf. Ever across the way.
Well, that'll help his cause a little bit.
On mat number 2, Ace Foster, now 1 point escape, 6-4.
You have to give him the reversal, I think.
Reversal. Yeah, I'm right. I misspoke. 6-4 with the reversal. 6-4 to count. We're down to 50 seconds. Emma Wolf is down by a couple, but he's fighting in here. He's hanging in there. He's up on top. Now he's getting a bit high. Look out. Don't want to give anything up here. We're down to 28 seconds left in this period. Hangs on to the leg. He has the leg and hanging on to it right now. He's going to keep it like a dog with a bone, not going to let go of it. Now he reaches for the second one. Foster trying to sprawl out of the way and maintaining control, or keeping somewhat some control. And that's going to do it for the period.
That was impressive. he was able to hang on there. He had a good 40 seconds there of just trying to hang on in a lot of different positions.
Foster is going to work from the bottom. Wolf's going to let him go. And now they get injury time running to Wolf. So 7-4 now as he's going to cut him when we start this period, and we're going to take a look at the right knee of Emmett Wolf. And he's down by 3, and the both wrestlers are on their feet.
He's got a heavy wrap on that knee already.
One more wrestler in this round for the Highlanders, Garrett Newman at 152. Logan Noyes also coming up here from Burgettstown at 152. Alec Palko from Jefferson Morgan at 160. Caleb Patton. He should be out there pretty soon.
He's not out there yet.
Quaker Valley getting the win down here. Oh, there he is right here below me.
Oh, now he's getting started. I'll take an eye on there if you want to keep watching Wolf's match.
I will. We're in the third period. Wolf is down by 3. They're on their feet so he can tie this thing up. Foster.
Patton.
Ian Foster.
Caleb Patton taking on Tristan Workowitz of Mount Pleasant. Workowitz in on a double leg quickly. Patton trying to hang on.
Deep double leg shot. by Foster on Wolf. Wolf sitting on his wallet right now. Tries to pull him over top, maintaining a neutral position to right on the edge. Foster trying to strip that hand off that left leg. Wolf has got, he has fought this one pretty good because he was in the world of nowhere and out of bounds. Or no, stalemate called. They'll put him back in the center with 1:04 to go in the third. Wolf down by three.
Werkowitz did finish that double leg for the takedown. He leads 3-0 here with 10 seconds to go over Patton of Wash High in the first period. Look at that.
Oh, fireman's carry from Wolf. Is he going to pop his head out? Is he going to pop his head out, put him on his back? And yeah, he does.
Look at this.
He's going to get three for the takedown. He's got back points coming. Emma Wolf is going to come back in this thing and pick up four back points. That should make it 11-7. What a move by Emmett Wolf here in the latter stages. We're under 30 seconds. Emmett Wolf is going to keep his dream alive for Hershey if he can just hold on a little bit. 17 seconds, got a four-point lead. Out of bounds they go.
Patton starts a second period on top. Now he's going to cut him loose, so he trails 4-0 here to Werkowitz in the second.
Foster got a little sloppy. Ace Foster got a little sloppy, and Emmett Wolf was able to take advantage. And he made it happen. So Emmett Wolf with a lead with 16 seconds, trailing the whole match. We've had a couple of those like this in this round, last couple rounds.
Werkowitz in on a double leg deep again.
Emma Wolf is going to pick up the win. He's going to move on.
He might have even picked up two near fall right there in the end.
I don't think they gave it to him, but 11-7 nonetheless.
Wow.
So the Highlanders still have five left. None of them are in the championship bracket, so they got to keep winning to advance.
Patton on his feet now still. He was able to fight off that last double-leg attempt by Werkowitz. It's now single-leg attempt by Werkowitz. Got that shelved. Fighting it off and trying to sit through as Patton takes him down and takes him to his back. He grabbed that near leg and just sat him back down, and he might have got a couple near fall counts. I can't see. Maybe just a single swipe. I don't think they're going to give him any near fall. But he now trails 4-3 with 42 seconds to go in the second. Thought he should at least have maybe two.
Washington hasn't had much luck with the calls this morning.
He's their last chance here. They came in with three wrestlers today, and now he's got a wrist and a half, and they're going to blow it dead for potentially dangerous. So they'll restart, 25 seconds to go in the second period. Patton still in the top position. I think Werkowitz has choice. He had a caution on Werkowitz.
I think that was one of the whistle on the other mat caused that, didn't it?
It might have, but they still gave him a caution. Even if it did, they're not, no sympathy, I guess. So.
No. Seems like the blue and the gray.
Now Werkowitz up to his feet, tries to grab a leg and turn in. Patton staying up high. He has a near leg laced, 14 seconds. Now trying to reach through for maybe a splatal attempt, but he's getting kind of high here. And Werkowitz trying to pop his head to get a late reversal.
He's just got to pinch and hold on for five seconds.
Yeah, can he do it? And so far, that's it. Yeah, so he does hold on. So we will head to the third. Werkowitz looks like he's going to choose. Actually, no. It's going to be Patton choosing down. That's right. Werkowitz had the escape to start that period. So chance to tie it up with an escape here by Patton. He turns in right off the whistle and gets sat down on his hip. Now up to his base. Tight waist by Werkowitz. Throws in the leg on the right side. But Patton still trying to stand up. Now quad pod here and right back down. Tight waist by Werkowitz. Referee telling him he needs action from, I'm guessing he's talking to Patton. Patton tries to get back up to his quad pod and does, but brought right back down. Now up again. Now he's chopped down with the right arm.
Garrett Newman's up right after this one on this mat. Logan Noyes out of Burgistown coming up on mat number three after that match there. Alec Palko will come up on mat number four, and he's in the hole.
So Patton just does his base right now. He's trying to help. Now he tries to roll through, and with a switch, and he waited. Wow, he timed it right, I guess. He was just waiting for the right timing. He hits that switch and now goes right into the half and the wrist, but quad pod stand up here for Workowitz. He's up to his feet, and it's Patton with his first lead of the match with that reversal, making it 5-4, and will go out of bounds and restart with 41 on the clock.
Caleb Patton holding on here.
He's very patient there from the bottom position, just waited for the right time to hit that switch. Now they'll restart. Right up to his feet is Workowitz, and he cuts him away. So we're tied at 5. 36 to go here in regulation. Watch eyes, Caleb Patton trying to keep the Prexies alive here in the consolation round. Brackets, and there's a shot by, and nice slick move. Will he keep his toes in? He does have a toe in. 3 points for Patton. Wow. Right near the edge of the mat. He just kind of, I don't even know if it wasn't even a drag. It was like he just kind of let, it was like an Olay move. He let Workowitz go by him, and the Mount Pleasant coaches are going to talk to the ref, but as they sort this out, Scott, that I don't know if you saw, he kind of just let him pass by on that shot attempt and snuck it around behind, grabbed the ankles, and he did drag his toe. And the referee awarded the 3 points with 19 seconds to go, but now the Mount Pleasant coaches want to talk about it.
They're saying, Workowitz is saying, or the coach of Mount Pleasant is saying, he went into the chair. But I think he had the points prior to that.
I think so, too.
They're not going to take these off. No, they say it's three.
Yep.
Yeah, he had the three before the chair even came into effect.
So Patton has his first, or not his first lead, but he's got the 3-point lead with 19 seconds left. Yeah. And stand up by Workowitz up to his feet. Patton trying to hang on. We'll take him out of bounds, and he gets a stall warning. He can take a couple of those. Down to 13 seconds to go.
I'd take another one. And then I would cut him.
Up to his feet again. Now he does cut him. 10 seconds. There's a shot by Workowitz into the single. Patton keeps him away with the arms. 4 seconds to go. Another shot attempt. And that will do it. Caleb Patton going to come back to win this one 8-6, and he stays alive for Wash High.
On the same mat now coming up should be Garrett Newman. Garrett Newman out of McGuffey. Mardula is his opponent. Caleb Patton, last of the Washington wrestlers remaining. Noah Patton has been eliminated. Andrew Medulla coming up from Penn Cambria. Heavily wrapped on that right shoulder. Here's Garrett Newman. 34-17 overall. Penn Cambria's Andrew Mardula is 35-9. And they are just now underway.
I'll keep an eye. Logan Noyes just getting underway on mat three from Burgettstown, taking on Coiler Hale of Bedford. They are scoreless at 152 pounds.
That's a school we haven't mentioned, Bedford.
Yeah, that's
our first Bedford. Maybe there's someone been out there, but usually Bedford. Newman, Mardula, 152-pounders.
Scoreless still, 20 seconds to go in the first period between Noyes and Hale.
Eliminated today from McGuffey, Victor Bonus, Reed Teagarden, and Aaron Suppler. They've been eliminated. Ely, Maine, Wolf, and Barr have moved on, and they have one more elimination match.
Single leg by Noyes, but time runs out. He got pretty deep on the single leg, but they'll go to the second period scoreless on mat number three, 152 pounds.
Period comes to a close. New score between Mardula and Newman. Mardula from Penn Cambria will take the bottom position. He will work from the bottom.
Quickly for an escape from Noyes. He's up 1-0. Second period, a minute 50 to go.
Burgerstown only two remaining. Simmons and Noyes. That's it. A couple of bad breaks.
Single leg again by Noyes as they go off the mat. He's gotten in deep on that twice. One time the time ran out. That time real estate ran out. Looks like Alec Palko getting ready to wrestle over here on the left side of the gym. Either mats one or four.
1 point escape for Mardula. He has the lead. We're in the second period. Just underway here in the second. 1:27 to go. Out of bounds they go into the scorer's table. Now they'll put him back here in the center. Newman. Oh, really with a really good shot so far.
There's a nice fireman's carry by Logan Noyes. Gets a takedown. Now works to right on a crossface. And goes on that far arm for Hale, trying to kind of get it crossface cradle locked up. He leads 4-0 already. There is the cradle. Logan Noyes getting near fall, looking for the fall, and he's got it. Logan Noyes of Burgettstown stays alive with a fall. Advances at 152 pounds in the consolations.
When was the last time you were at Hershey and you didn't see a Bedford wrestler?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to see it this year. That's it.
That's it? Wow.
Yeah, they've been eliminated. That is... That's almost like unheard of. No, it's still 1-0 in favor of Mardula down here. And I think that's Lehue coming
it
up
is.
Over there.
Yep. Noah Lehue, a best center, 172 pounds, going to take on Marcus Ritchie out of Quaker Valley in a whippy old matchup on mat three.
Back over here with Newman. We're down to 20 seconds. Mardula holding on to a 1-0 lead, tries to trip, holds on to the arm of Newman.
Single leg by Ritchie. He's in deep on Lehue. Tries to shelf that leg. Lehue drapes over the back. Tries to lock through the crotch and scramble.
Out of bounds they go. And we will go to the third. 1-0. Mardula holding on to a lead. Newman will work from the bottom.
Ritchie trying to come around here on Lehue. Lehue trying to hang on to an ankle and keep turning with Ritchie to stay out of this takedown. 25 seconds to go in this first period. Ritchie, though, in very good position. He's got the three now. Now he's trying to lock up a low leg cradle with that. He might even have it locked up, but he's not in really a position to kind of turn Lehue.
I think he does have it.
Oh, he does. Yep, yeah. Now he can turn him as he tries to get his hips up. Well, Lehue does a good job staying off his back so far. 3 seconds to go. I think he's going to avoid the near fall, but it is 3-0. For Ritchie heading into the second.
Newman belly down to the mat as Mardula has the legs in. Now he takes them out, sitting right up on top of him. Referee down there saying, let's do something, guys. Let's get something moving here. Mardula working up on top. He's working the half, power half. Now he's getting a bit high. Look out. He's getting high. Newman trying to come out the back door.
Lehue starts top in the second.
He's got to pop that head. He's got the leg in there now, this Mardula. He's got the head out, and he's going to get the reversal. Mardula got high, and now the cradle locked on Mardula. Newman with the cradle locked. He's got a 2-1 advantage. We're down to 40-some seconds in the matchup. Newman. Palco's up over on mat number.
He is. Keep an eye on that as well. Yep.
Two.
Yep, and that's Alec Palko Jefferson taking on Gabe Lilly out of Elwood City. Another whippy old matchup.
Newman, cradle locked. Newman looking to hold on here. 21 seconds to go. He's got a cradle locked. This is the last of the Jefferson Morgan wrestlers.
It is. Palko still on his feet. And a reversal over there by Ritchie on Lehue. So he leads 5-0 now. Ritchie does.
Newman's going to pick up the win, 2-1.
single leg. If you want to take over Leahy's match, I'll keep an eye on Palco.
Okay. Leahy trailing 5-0.
And still on their feet. It was a nice single leg attempt by Palco on the edge of the mat, but they lost. Ran out of room 26 seconds ago in the first. Palco tries to come in with an underhook. That's defended. And we go to the second, scoreless between Alec Palco of Jefferson Morgan, Gabe Lilly of Elwood City. Palco's a freshman too, right?
Yep.
Oh, nice young team.
They got a bunch of younger kids. Three freshmen, one sophomore here. We'll go to the, we got 11 seconds to go here in the second period. Leahy down 5-0.
Palco's going to start on top here in the second period. Up to the quad pod is Lilly, and he's got the splits on him, does Palco, but trying to just keep his hips back and stay on top as Lilly goes headhunting. That's dangerous too, because Palco's going to keep that arm and try to maybe work this into a guillotine. Still got the leg in.
He likes his legs, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he's done a good job here keeping that hip on top. That's the most important thing. It's the easiest thing to do is get that hip either too far to the front or slide down or even come too far over this way. But so far, so good. And he's riding here 45 seconds into the second period. And now you got to watch that wrist. And they do call potentially dangerous on that.
We're into the third period. Leahy, best center, trailing 5-0. Marcus Ritchie out of Quaker Valley leading 5-0.
Restart with 111.
This is 172. Round two of consolations.
Up to his feet now, and we had a potentially dangerous whistle again as Palco had the legs in when Lilly got to his feet. So we'll restart with 104 in the second.
Leahy trying to back into Ritchie. Down to 112. He's still trailing. Leahy's got to get something going on the offensive side, and really Ritchie has been riding him pretty good on top out of Quaker Valley.
Come off the restart, a Granby roll attempt by Lilly, and trying to stay behind the hips is Palco, and oh, wow, he does it with a tight waist and nearly got near fall. Still has that really good tight waist in there, and now laces the right leg. Comes out front, has a cross face. Now he goes back to the legs and tries to go with these splits, and he goes out of bounds. Lily's been doing a good job fighting up from the bottom, but Palco has been up to the task so far, riding in the second.
1 point escape for Leahy, 5-1. Ritchie, single leg on Leahy. Down to 35 seconds. Leahy trying to scoot around. He's back through the crotch. He's got the arms tied up on Ritchie. Now he laces over top, but he's way, way out of position. And he's going to give up the takedown. That'll make it 8-1. 8-1 our score.
Legs in again by Palco, this time turning and trying to spin around and get the knees and the hips up is Lilly, but Palco's so far keeping that leg in. Now trying to keep his hips on top.
Well, he's got good hips, huh?
He does, and he's using them right now to stay in control. 4 seconds to go, and it looks like he is going to ride out this period. Wow, what a ride out there. It'll be Palco's choice heading to the third. We are still scoreless. So that was it for Leahy, right?
Leahy's been eliminated, loses the match 8-1. So that leaves the Bulldogs with two. Mason Wright and Malachi Peak, and that's it. Malachi Peak, I'm sorry. Malachi Peak.
All right, so Palco takes the bottom to start this period. He tries to sit out and turn in. Staying behind him And staying on top is Lilly. Now he tries to throw the legs in. Palco up to his base. 45 to go. He's hanging onto an ankle. I don't even know if the ref sees that. Lily's been on that ankle for a good 6-7 seconds. Now he lets go of it. Sitting out, turning in again. Trying the roll attempt here. Maybe try to go through with a Peterson instead. Standing up to his feet is Palco. Oh, no. He got caught on his back. He got caught on his back as he tried to turn in, and he is in trouble. And there's the fall. Wow. Lily just caught him as he turned in. And he held onto that arm too long, and that'll be it. That's a tough way to go out for Palco, who had wrestled a really great match to that point.
He really did. He wrestled a great match.
So you said that's it for the Rockets then, huh?
Right.
Now the two wrestlers give each other a hug as they head off the match. Good show of sportsmanship there. And I think that is a break for us now with the Greene County and Washington County wrestlers. So we will be right back here on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Monarch Student Transportation is proud to support Quaker Valley Wrestling in the postseason tournaments. Monarch's primary goal is safe transportation with top-of-the-line equipment and the best drivers in the business. Monarch provides the highest quality transportation available, building on a tradition of safety and excellence. Monarch takes great pride in the schools and communities they serve. Monarch Student Transportation is now hiring. Call 888-317-4144 or online at monarchtrans.com.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
This is Coach Guy Monicalvo for the Washington Greene County Chapter of the Pennsylvania Sports Hall of Fame, an organization that recognizes athletes, coaches, officials, teams, and contributors. Last year, we awarded $7,500 in scholarships to local high school athletes, plus $3,000 to our Courage Award and Edward Monaco Above and Beyond Award winners. We granted money to high school athletes starting their own nonprofit charities and partnered with the Pony League World Series. We encourage you to join us at our next meeting and be a part of something exceptional. The Wash Greene Hall of Fame. Find us online or hit us up on Facebook.
Back here at Altoona Area High School, Rusty Pettit alongside Scott Moore, the PIAA Southwestern AA Regional Championships. So Greene County's down to one wrestler left, and that one, we haven't seen him wrestle yet today. It's Colin, well, we saw their other wrestler, Wes Greens, but no, Collins is Limday, but Colin White will be in the semis. We haven't seen him participate. Washington County, still several wrestlers left.
Yeah, this is what we got left. Let's run them down to you. From Washington, Greene County, here we go in the... first off, in the semifinals, Drake McClure, Owen Ivzik, Colin White, McClure and Ivzik, obviously from Bentworth, Colin White from West Greene, and Braden Welsh from Fort Cherry. They are in the semis. In the consolation, still alive, Bentworth, Alex Rizilko. He'll be coming up here shortly. McGuffey has advanced five. They need one more win to go to state. Ely, Maine, Wolf, Barr, and Newman are all in. That's it. Burgettstown, they've lost three this morning. Simmons and Noyes are still alive. Best Center has two remaining. Wright and Peak. And Peak's coming up here pretty soon.
Yeah, he should be.
So Peak should be coming up here. Caleb Patton is left for Washington. And that's it. That's all.
All right.
So... quick math tells me 4, 5, 6, 7, 12, yeah, 15 wrestlers remaining from Washington Greene in AA. That's it.
So we are definitely going to finish. We'll definitely finish ahead of time as far as the semis go. We're not supposed to start until 12:15, but they said it does specifically say on the schedule estimated time. So I imagine they'll be flexible with that. But how flexible, I don't know, because it's only 11:24 right now, and we're already up to where we're seeing 189-pounders on the mat down here on mat 2. So here's what we got right out of here now. 172 pounds, mat 1. Dylan Stevens out of United taking on Rocco Reefer of Mushannon Valley. It's 4-0 Reefer in that one in the second period. Mat 2, Dom Peruso, Huntington area, leading 4-0 over Dominic Willis of Laurel. And then they are in the second period. Mat 3 is Grady Clark of Huntington, leading 6-1 over Cooper Porter of Myersdale. That one is in the third period. And for mat 4 is Landon DeLara of Southmoreland, leading 3-2 over Tanner Flickinger of River Valley. They are in the third period.
South Park has a couple remaining. Carlington has two remaining. Southside has one. Just keep you up on everybody else. Team-wise, just let you know, remember, they do keep a team score. And Bishop McCourt has 132 points. They have 9 wrestlers in the championship, and they've got 3 in the consolations. Second place behind them with 68.5 is Derry.
Okay.
They have 7 wrestlers remaining, and so does Burl. So McCourt, if you combine Derry and Burroughs' score, you still can't catch Bishop McCourt. It's a juggernaut. There's not much you can do about it.
Well, they were not only number 2 in the state, but they're also pretty much by everybody's rankings, number 2 in the entire country as far as team rankings go. Faith Christian being number 1 and earning that spot outright by winning the team championship. Let's see. We still do not have any. Malachi Peake. I'm trying to see if I can see where he's warming up. I did not look on the.
He's on mat 4.
He'll be starting right now because that mat just came to an end. That was DeLara winning 4-2 over there over Flickinger. So that'll bring up Beth Center's Malachi Peake.
DeLaria, by the way, out of Southmoreland. How many of the Scotties got left?
Malachi Peake from Beth Center will be taking on Jaden Immler out of Chestnut Ridge. Immler didn't wrestle as many matches this year. 15-5 coming into the tournament. Peake, 37-9 coming into the regionals. And Southside's lone wrestler is going to be coming up here on mat 1. It's going to be Slayton Williams, Southside, taking on C.J. Pensiero out of Bishop McCourt, 189 pounds. Peake still scoreless, 35 seconds to go in the opening period between him and Immler. There's a low single leg shot by Immler, but it's on the edge of the mat, and we'll go out of bounds, 28 on the clock. Wrist control by Peake, trying to shoot off that. It's Immler, but he can't get past the defense of Malachi. There's another ankle pick attempt, and driving in on the ankle is Immler. Peake trying to fight it off with the Whizzer. Immler shelves the leg. Peake, he's going to get himself in trouble. He held on to that Whizzer too long.
Got to get out of that.
Yeah, he's going to luck out. He's only going to give up the takedown. He nearly gave up near fall, but he'll trail 3-0 going into the second. Scotty's got at least one wrestler. He's on his back, though, right now on mat 2.
Yeah, he's been turned. Shannon's been put to his back.
Peake going to start on top here in the second period. Immler stays at his base, doesn't move really off the catch. Slayton Williams of Southside is in a cradle on mat one. C.J. Pensiero, Bishop McCourt, has him down now by a large score of 10-0.
Southmoreland's Caden Shannon eliminated.
All right.
Pinned.
Peak gives up the escape. He trails 4-0, minute 30 to go in the second period. Peak, nice drag attempt. Comes around behind Immler and tries to trip. Can't get to the leg and now tries to dump. Oh, and he went too far again. And this time Immler takes advantage and takes him right to his back. Malachi Peak is in trouble. And Immler looking for the fall, and there it is. Minute 48 for Jaden Immler of Chestnut Ridge, and Malachi Peak at best center is eliminated. So that leaves us with one Bulldog left, and that's Mason Wright.
One Southside Beaver wrestler now has been eliminated.
Yep.
So Southside has been eliminated from the tournament, as Slayton Williams has just been pinned.
All right. And I think we have a bit of a gap here.
I think we next one should be. We should be having coming up Alex Rosilko.
All right. So keep an eye for Rosilko's match coming up.
And
we'll be right here.
That's about it.
We'll be back here for that momentarily on WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
For over 50 years, Sarah's Candies has proudly supported WPIAL Wrestling, helping local teams and organizations thrive. With easy and delicious fundraising programs, groups large and small can reach their goals one sweet treat at a time. Start your fundraiser today with Sarah's Candies. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com. Make your next fundraiser a sweet success. Sarah's Candies, raising funds, sharing smiles.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support McGuffey wrestlers. Just like these fine young men, the Claysville area is winning thanks to community spirit, hard work, and dedication to excellence. Mark your calendars for the annual Pike Days Festival, the third weekend in May. Experience country hospitality in Claysville with children's activities, live bands, craft fair, and great food. Celebrate our region's heroes, heritage, and history. Congratulations to McGuffey's 8 regional wrestling qualifiers. Good luck on the way to the States.
Welcome back to Altoona Area High School. Rusty Pettit, Scott Moore. We are in near the end of the second round of consolations, waiting for Alex Rosilko of Bentworth to take one of these mats.
WPL is taking a
bit of a beating here.
Yeah. WPL's having a rough day. District 7. I don't have the total numbers, but I can give you like a brief rundown here as we wait for Rosilko here and that bunch coming up. Derry has 7 wrestlers remaining. Burrell has 7. McGuffey. That's not right. Yeah, McGuffey has 5. Let's see here. Frazier has 3. We haven't talked about Frazier. They're all in the semis, but they all got Bishop McCourt kids next. Mm-hmm. So they're just going to let you give you a heads up there. But they have, I mean, Jackson could give someone a battle there. Bentworth has 3. Laurel has 3. Quaker Valley has 3. Freedom with 2. Burgesstown with 2. Carlington with 2. But they got 1 right now, and he's winning, I guess. Valley has one. South Park has one left. Beth Center with one wrestler remaining. West Green with one, and the Highlands with one. Avonworth with one. Fort Cherry with one. Mount Pleasant's been eliminated. That's weird saying that.
Yeah.
Southmoreland has one remaining, but he's coming up. Washington with one remaining. Neighborhood Academy's been eliminated. Summit's been eliminated. Greensburg-Salem eliminated. Southside eliminated. And Avella and Chartiers were eliminated last night. And Keystone Oaks was eliminated early this morning.
Yep.
I think I got them all. So we are in the latter stages of this second round of Constellations.
Yeah, the
I don't even see Rizilko warming up.
Let's take a look at the brackets then. Maybe. Yeah, I haven't seen him. That's why I was looking. I didn't see the coaches. I didn't see him, but could be down one of the hallways off the. Let's see, 285 Constellations. He's supposed to be coming up on mat one. And he's going to be taking on Burles Kuhn. Now, Kuhn is the one that knocked off Teddy Gray in that close match. That one where Gray
oh,
that was
yeah,
a tough
that's
one.
Right.
Gray, they were in tiebreakers, and Gray gave up the stall point, but then immediately I think that kind of spooked him a bit because he let go of it right after that and actually gave up the escape point on top of that with 1 second left. So as opposed to going to ultimate tiebreaker tied at two, he ended up losing it 3-2 at the end of the second tiebreaker. A heartbreaking way to end his tournament. But Kuhn stays alive for Burl, and he will meet Alex Rosilko of Bentworth as soon as the match that's out there now is over.
Casey Wilson out of Laurel, by the way, holding on to a 1-0 lead over Parker Cunningham of South Park. Mm-hmm. That's over there on Matt. You say four.
Yeah, that's four. And then another Laurel wrestler is Colton Carlson. He is up 4-0 on Burles Luke Boylan, 215. Now, that's the bout that's preceding Rosilko's here on mat one, and they're in the third period with a minute 10 to go.
Marbish out of Carlington, 285-pounder, leading in the third, 6-0. So it looks like he will move on out. And that leaves Carlington with still two wrestlers. Oh, he's got a cradle. Barbish has the cradle locked up on Bunnell. Kelton Bunnell of Juniata. This will probably eliminate Juniata.
And down to 45 seconds to go on mat number one. Still 4-0 for Carlson out of Laurel. And let's see, it's 11:37. I mean, yeah, they're going to have to move up the start time quite a bit for semis. Maybe they'll take a 15-minute break, I guess. They haven't announced anything yet.
They got to give these workers a little break. Referees usually need a blow here or there.
Yep.
2-0 in favor of Laurel's Colton Carlson, 4-0. He's got the advantage now.
Yep, and they're going to get a point for a technical violation for locked hands. It's going to make it 4-1.
Barbish leading 10-0, and Barbish is your winner. So Barbish, Carlington will have two wrestlers advance one more round. Like I mentioned before, you win here in the Consies, need one more. Someone else got their 100th win. Who is that?
Matt 3, that would be Tyler Lobb of Moshannon Valley. Yeah, he won 4-1. He's got his 100th. And finally wind down here on, there's an escape point. That makes it final score before 2, Carlson over Boylan, and then I'll bring up Alex Rosilko here on mat number 1 for Bentworth.
Final match of the round. Rosilko out of Bentworth. First Bentworth wrestler we've seen today.
Yes, because the other two are in the semis. And we're done wrestling on mat two.
All right.
Once again, he's this is another one where Kuhn's going to be outsized again because Rizilko's pretty big, 285-pounder as well. And he's coming in, trying to tie up the head and get an underhook. Looked for a minute there like Rizilko wanted to get a body lock on Kuhn. Kuhn backs up.
Cunningham, South Park eliminated by Carlson.
Rizilko, nice drag attempt by Rizilko, but he can't quite get around behind Kuhn. He stays out front. Scoreless 25 seconds to go. And they scoot out of bounds. They'll restart with 23 on the clock. He comes in. Now he does get a deep underhook on Kuhn. 7 seconds to go. Trying to keep it on the mat, and the action goes off with 3 seconds left. And the two mats remaining here. Mat wrestling on mats one and three, and we will head to the second with Rizilko and Kuhn being scoreless. Kuhn will take down to start the second. And now go to the far leg and a tight waist now for Rizilko. He just throws in the legs. And breaks. Oh, look, has he got a cradle locked up on Kuhn? I think he does, and he takes him right to his back. Rizilko trying to scoot out to the side here. He's getting near fall, trying to get that knee in the side so he can work for the fall. Rizilko has a tight cradle locked up here for the Bearcats. He's got all four near fall, and I think they're just going to break the cradle, so now it's 4-0. Rizilko tries to stand up. Now he gets away. And it's 4-1 with the escape. 1:22 to go in the second. Rizilko again trying to come in with underhooks. Really working with heavy hands here on Kuhn. Underhook again, and now just pulling down the head of Kuhn. Kuhn's going to be shaken up a bit after this one. Rizilko has never taken a minute off here with his hand fighting. Tie again, 44 seconds to go. It's 4-1 Rizilko. It will be his choice in the third. I think with the way he got that cradle locked up, maybe it takes time. Nice drag attempt. He gets around behind, picks up the leg, trips him down for the takedown. 7-1 Rizilko with 25 seconds to go in the second. That was really nicely executed. Working on that right wrist of Kuhn. 2-on-1 on the right wrist. 5 seconds remaining. So we will head to the third period. Why would they stop the clock? What are they? What's going on? Now they wound the clock down. They said, maybe the clock had stopped.
Yeah, it was stopped.
Okay, so the clock paused. So
yeah,
we are in the third. They're going to start neutral. That was Rizilko's choice to start neutral. He leads 7-1. And he's got a body lock, and he's going to finish that for a takedown. 10-1 Rizilko. 1:42 to go.
Kuhn, he just can't, you can't, turn. Yeah. Rizilko's too big for him to.
Too big and too strong.
Yeah, to do those types of moves. That's what you kind of notice with. Sometimes when you get these, especially kids that are used to just moving people around too much, I'll just do this. Yep. And you can get away with that.
He just chinned him back right now and put Kuhn right his back. Rizilko looking for the fall, trying to end this right now, and he does. Alex Rosilko from Bentworth stays alive and moves on with a fall over Coon of Burl. And that'll do it. We'll be right back here to kind of let you know when the timing is, because I feel like they should let us know, hopefully, here before we take a break. But we'll be right back here on WJP Sports Network and greensports.net.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
All right, welcome back here to Altoona. They just announced that they are going to start the semifinals and the third round of consolations at 12:05, so just under 20 minutes from now. So 12:05 will be the start of that round. So we are going to take a break from here, and we'll be back with you just after noon for the semifinals and the third round of consolations from the PIAA Southwestern AA Regional Championships here on the WJPA Sports Network and greensports.net. We'll see y'all in about 15 minutes.